Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I wonder, and I don't know enough about the donor world of Indiana to know this for sure. Maybe the thing of it is there, you know, at Texas Tech, there's one guy bankrolling basically the entire operation. I mean, Texas Tech University might as well be called Cody Campbell U at this point.
Hey, don't threaten him with a good time.
Yeah, exactly. I think he'd more than love that.
Brandon.
Indiana, like, I don't know. I'm not immersed in their donor world. I get the sense that maybe it's not just like one guy funding the whole operation, so that's probably why those connect. That's probably part of the reason why those connections aren't made as much. Not because the money's not there, but because it's not like this one obvious oil tycoon who's a billionaire funding the whole thing. And I mean, Indiana, doesn't it have like the second largest alumni base in the nation? I think it's like number two. And so, you know, it could be a healthy but not massive donation from a lot of people is funding this thing versus one guy who's made it known to everybody that, like, yeah, I bought this roster and here I am on your television airing a commercial every 12 seconds.
George, my producer just texted me. Is it possible Cubes? I mean, he just sold his basketball team, got a couple billion.
Yeah, and I did see reporting in the Indy Star that for like the first time ever, he did donate to athletics.
There we go. I can't buy my basketball team anymore, but I can buy a college team.
I go to paper trail.
He's kind of doing it in reverse. Like, it's usually like you start with the college team, then buy your way up to the NFL, NBA. All right. Lastly, before we let you go, how do you see Georgia Ole Miss shaking out?
Yeah, I guess I like Georgia a little bit. Both teams just, you know, kind of find themselves on the high wire week after week. I have some concerns about Ole Miss. I mean, there was all the fanfare and the hoopla about taking down LSU. Good win, no doubt, but I also think LSU has proven itself to be a little bit fraudy, particularly with their offense. And, you know, other than that one particular game against LSU where we give Ole Miss a lot of credit because we think LSU is a decent team, boy, Ole Miss just keeps finding itself backed into a corner a little bit against these mediocre teams. I mean, we saw it against Kentucky. We saw it against Arkansas. We see it against Washington State. And to their credit, they keep pulling it out. But why are they in all these one-score games with Kentucky, Arkansas, and Washington State? And so now going on the road at Georgia, I don't think Georgia is any world beaters either. But I lean Georgia a little bit. I don't know. How do you see it?
I think they're kind of similar. I think Georgia is a better defensive team, obviously, and Ole Miss is a better offensive team. I am not a card-carrying member of the Trinidad Chambliss cult that is, like, I think he's a good player. I think it's a good story, but I also, like, I think he's kind of flawed, but it's, Ole Miss is, like, rolling with him. I started the show by saying, like, I don't know, like, man, I don't have a problem saying, like, I just don't trust Gunnar Stockton. Like, I feel like these are kind of mirror image teams where I think they're both good, but, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't really believe, like, if we're talking about I got a stump for this team being in the Final Four, I don't really believe in either of them.
That's where I stand. And so then it becomes a question of how many points do you think the home field advantage is worth? Because that's sort of the way I feel. Like, you throw these guys on a neutral site,
yeah.
I'd call this a pick 'em game. I mean, really, I don't think the odds makers would see it that way. I would expect Georgia would probably be maybe about a 2-point favorite if this is on a neutral field. But the way I see it, you put it in a neutral side, I think it's probably a pick-em. And so then I'm just left wondering, you know, how much is the home field worth in Athens. I agree with you on Trinidad Chambliss. I think he's an unbelievable story. You know, I think we can all agree on that.
Yes,
right? I mean,
absolutely.
Love the story, but I'm wondering if he's going to be the starting quarterback by the Egg Bowl.
I'm wondering if he's going to be the starting quarterback by the end of the game.
Second half, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mean that as any massive knock on him. It's just like,
no,
they were all in on Austin Simmons coming into the season, and now if he's healthy and Chambliss struggles, then there's no reason to not pivot. I mean, I think given where they're at, I think you have to start Chambliss. Like, if they would start Simmons and lose, and Chambliss doesn't play and they're undefeated, I mean, that's just... You can't do that. You just can't. No coach in America would do that. But also, you don't have to go down with the ship either. If it doesn't look great with him, you got another guy there that you kind of built this thing around. And so if he's healthy, which apparently Austin Simmons is now, you get him on the field if Chambliss is struggling.
All right, my man. Be safe.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
That is Blake Topmeyer, senior national columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. When we come back, let's talk about the Thursday night game. We've also got some more NFL action to talk about, as well as more from this weekend. Stick around. You'll listen to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, we do a little thing called The List. Let's fire it up. Joe Flacco. All right, boys, we had an entertaining Thursday night game. Couple of things stood out. Number one, I think we're in this weird spot with Thursday night football. We talked about it on yesterday's show. We're at the weird Thursday night games. Like, you see, like, these teams, like, they look exhausted. It was fun. But I might be back on the Aaron Rodgers, like, can actually do this. Like, I kind of thought it was over with, but he had three throws last night.
He's had some throws, yeah.
The first throw up the sideline to DK. Where he kind of, it was like vintage Rodgers, flush to the right, flicks his wrist, 40 yards right down the middle. The touchdown pass to Jonnu. And then, is that the most impressive incomplete Hail Mary of all time? Guys, he threw it 70 yards on a rope. I mean, it was...
It's up there.
And like, he's kind of, like... He's kind of back to bitchy Rodgers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like with the Jets, like he was more just like it was depressing.
Yeah.
But like,
see when he got tackled,
he's like in the huddle. Did you see him? Like, he's like snapping at teammates. Like,
yeah.
I kind of like when Rodgers does that, I'm like,
yeah,
he might be back. Then the other aspect of this, though, is what do y'all think was more damning? What Joe Flacco did, was that more damning to Jake Browning? Or to the Browns, because it literally was as simple as, like, we all were just going, why don't they just throw it to Jamar, and why don't they just throw it to T?
Very simple.
But Browning couldn't do it, and then Flacco last night was just like, all right.
Jamar somewhere.
It's the Joe. It's like, oh, hell, Jamar's down there somewhere. I'll just fire it. I actually thought the funniest moment of last night was when Joe threw it to Jamar, like, on the little dig, and Jamar dropped it, and they got his reaction of, like,
he was truly shocked.
Mm-hmm. Like, he couldn't believe what he just saw.
He actually can drop the ball.
Correct. I don't know. I find myself trying to not overreact because a big part of last night was both defensive lines looked like they had nothing in the tank.
Yeah. We see why the Jets scored 30 points in that first game now. It's all coming together.
Yeah, I mean,
thanks for that.
I didn't mean it like that, but you know, it's the Jake game. Browning, well, Jake Browning is
no, I think I think this is on Browning.
Yeah, he's the loser here.
But also, like, when Flacco was with the Browns, like, it looked
pretty bad,
horrible.
When has it not looked horrible for the Browns?
Like, the one year that he came back,
yeah,
Flacco also came back, like, it looked fine, but
yeah,
the Browns don't have a Jamar Chase.
Yeah, yeah,
no, or a Higgins,
and they have a banged up offensive line, so it's you know.
I do think Quinshon's pretty good.
He is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you
got
Quinshon even, like, a no training camp version of him.
Correct. Like, and all, like, but, like, my other thing is, like, when Gabriel came in, it's not like, oh, the offense looks fixed, but it did look competent.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was just, like, wrestling with this because it's like, this should maybe not have, like, I kind of understand why the why Taylor at first was like, let's see if we can get it to work with Browning, because I do think that there was like a, guys, how hard can it be? Get these two guys the ball. And then another great moment. Did you see the post game with Flacco? Mm-hmm. He literally is like, the plays were coming into the headset. He's like, I had no idea what he even meant.
Yeah.
And I was just like, because they were talking about the read option play, and he's like, well, that one came in on the wristband, so I at least knew that one. But he's like, they were sending in play calls, and I was like, I don't even know what that means. Mm. He's like, I think it's motion, but I'm not sure. And so, I mean, it was hilarious. Like,
yeah,
this was not quite like when Baker flew on Southwest from...
Oh, for that Rams game?
Was it Charlotte? I think Baker threw from Charlotte to LA, or to Vegas and learned the play, or to LA, learned the plays in 2 days.
Yeah.
Also a Thursday night game.
Mm-hmm.
This was pretty close. Like, you could tell Flacco was like, I still don't even know, like, the verbiage.
Where's Jamar, what's your route on this play? T, what's your route on this play? All right, cool. Break.
Yeah. One of you on that side, one of you on that side, and we'll figure it out.
That's it.
Like,
and this is the good thing about being a veteran, because I remember when he took over, I think one of the things that that they were talking about is the fact that, you know, defenses aren't really going to be able to confuse him that much, you know, with all that experience.
Totally agree. There's not much out there that he hasn't seen.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, so you have the other factor of him learning the offense and all these things, and with Jake Browning, same factors but more limitations or whatever. But Jake Browning has not seen a lot of NFL defenses to the level of Joe Flacco. So Joe Flacco is able to simplify the game down to just that. Jamar, what's your route? T, what's your route?
Set the protection, go.
Hutt?
Yes.
Find him.
Also kind of big, I've had Chase Brown on the old roster. And like,
that was a little resurgent game right there.
It's been like 2-3 points, but like, it's like, oh, now that they have to like maybe put more people in the secondary, it's like, oh, all of a sudden he had a 100-yard game. But
he woke up.
But this is like the classic of, I don't know if the Bengals are like, when I say fixed, like fixed to the point of maybe they can survive till Joe gets back.
I think they are.
It's just Thursday night. Like, I never know how much stock to put into it.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. And, I mean, the defense isn't fixed. So that's going to be an issue. That's going to be a long...
Trey? No hitters?
Yeah,
because that was the problem.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue all the way through. But the fact that they won those first two games really set them up to the point where if you can win 5 games, and, I mean, Joe Burrow, from what we know, is a really tough guy. Like, he's going to push himself to get back. And the end of their schedule is relatively weak.
With all due respect, I think it's Jets next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Jets and Bears at home.
Bears at home is winnable.
They go to Pittsburgh. Don't love it there.
Yeah.
Pats at home.
At home.
Winnable, I'd say.
Yep.
It's weird. I actually don't trust the Patriots' defense more than the offense right now.
It doesn't even sound right to say
right?
that.
Right?
Yeah.
But is that, like, I just feel like the secondary's kind of leaky. Like, they don't have any studs up front. Like, I think, like, they play hard, and Vrabel's a very good coach.
That's the thing.
But, like, I still think you can move it on them.
I think the secondary is just, right now, a mix of young and hurt.
And that's fair. Like, I mean,
because
Gonzalez plays, I imagine they look
a
lot
better. Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing you kind of realize in the NFL is, like, most of these really good teams, it's like four players. And then everybody else is just a quote-unquote pro. But, you, like, you realize it's like, yeah, they have one. Like, it's the Eagles with Jalen Carter.
They just mastered that.
Yes.
Yeah, like.
And then it's like, yeah, like, they find really good. But it's like, there's basically, like, four guys that matter.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Like, that was kind of the other thing I was thinking about last night. But I don't know. Did anybody else? I'm now open to the idea that the Steelers might win a playoff game.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about it because, I mean,
that version of Rodgers is a different version of Rodgers.
But this isn't the same Steelers defense all those years where they couldn't win a playoff
game. Totally agree.
The
Steelers defense, I feel like everyone, we do the same thing with the Ravens.
Yeah, we just automatically assume.
We see the jerseys and we think, well, they're good. Like, that defense.
Shout out to Mike Tomlin for that.
Well, I will go to the grave defending that man. That man had Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Bryant in the same locker room, and he got it to function.
He made it work.
Like, that man is
We need to talk about that, how we talk about those 2010, yes. 2009 Florida Gators locker rooms.
Well, they had Jesus.
Yeah, they did.
Tim Tebow. It's like, oh, let's make him the face, not the criminals.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll do that. But I'm with you. That defense is expensive and old, because you know who was getting cooked last
Jalen
night?
Ramsey. He was getting the business.
Ugh.
Oh, that last one. T. Higgins
what a
played
shame.
Nice.
Hated that for him.
I bet you did.
Oh, man. I remember when Devin Perry smoked him in a semifinal playoff game. Shout out Devin Perry. Anything else from that game?
Nah, it's the just the resurgent quarterback play. That's all.
I mean, it was. Like, for people, like, basically my age, so late 30s, like, there was some nostalgia. Like, that was kind of,
I mean,
like,
I'm 28. It couldn't be some nostalgia for me.
Yeah, but, like, that's more, like, more tapping, like, back into, like, your childhood. Like,
yeah.
So I get that. But, like,
When I was trying to stay up past my bedtime.
It was similar vibes to me, like, when I started seeing punk pop coming back.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Yeah. Told you I wasn't wrong. I was early. Like, there's something about that. I don't know. Like, I'd been pretty down on the whole Rodgers experiment.
Because they won back-to-back Super Bowls. Now that it was 11 and 12.
Yes.
That's wild.
Like, in back-to-back playoff heaters.
Yeah.
Rodgers heater. Like, I still think Rodgers Super Bowl against the Steelers, ironically. Yeah. I think it's still the highest graded PFF performance from a quarterback.
He was making many
throws. Mm. Also, the last Super Bowl at Jerry's World. Am I the only one that's like, why have they not had more Super Bowls there? I think the answer is Jerry doesn't want it.
It's got to be the answer. I mean,
that has to be, because, like, that's a premier venue.
For sure, without a doubt. Like, I mean, they've hosted other stuff.
There's an argument it is our version of the Roman Coliseum. Like, it is our, like, creme de la creme stadium. Like, I'm surprised that it hasn't.
That's what it was billed as.
Yeah.
And I mean, they immediately got a Super Bowl. Like,
and maybe because that was a Super Bowl where weirdly, like, there was like an ice storm in DFW. And so, obviously, the weather is always going to be iffy that time of year. I'm still surprised we've never had another Super Bowl there.
Yeah. Me too.
All right. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Tim's going to hop on. So let's take a quick break. Tim's going to hop on. We're going to discuss. We really haven't discussed USC Notre Dame yet.
No, we haven't.
So let's get into that one. Because, I mean, you want to talk about uniform game. That's got to be up there too. And then we'll also get some information on the splits from whatnot of the big game. So let's talk all the big college games. We'll do that with Tim next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Tim Murray.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
He's, of course, the host of VSiN's College Football Betting Tailgate Show. You can watch that tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central Time, College Football Betting Podcast. Also, check him out on VSiN Primetime on X at 1 Tim Murray. All right, Tim, we haven't really got into USC Notre Dame. Obviously, one of the big headliners this weekend. I think the first question is, how jarring is the point spread?
I think it tells a story. There's a reason it hasn't moved all week. And I texted an odds maker today, and he told me, quote, USC square dog. Public is betting USC. The number is not budging, and it kind of tells you something a little bit, why that number has not moved. And, you know, when it hit 10 at Circa earlier this week and didn't really move off that for about 3 days, told me a story again. So, you know, point spreads are what they are, and not to say that USC can't go in there and win the game, but I think it's telling you that Notre Dame is probably the right side in this one. So we'll see. I think Notre Dame's going to be pretty juiced up for this game. You got the whole rivalry maybe going away. You know, Chad Bowden was their GM. He left and didn't say nice things on his way out. That kind of annoyed them. So there's a lot going into this game on Saturday night. And then you also have the fact that Lincoln Riley, historically, just his teams don't travel well. You know, since getting to USC, they're winless against ranked teams on the road. So fascinated to see how this game plays out. Notre Dame will be without one of their best defensive linemen, Gabe Rubio. Their center is hurt, but USC dealing with a ton of injuries as well, as they're way low on their depth chart at running back, and they are pretty banged up on the offensive line as well. So I can't wait to sit back and watch this one. And you know, if Notre Dame pulls this one off, they're in pretty decent shape to run the table and make the playoff.
Is this our best quarterback matchup
of the weekend?
Yeah.
I think so. I
mean, now, is it still supposed to rain?
It is supposed to rain, and I think it's like 10 to 15 mile an hour winds, so it could be, it is field turf, so it's not, you know, it's not going to be sloppy from that standpoint, but yes, it is going to rain, so I think that benefits Notre Dame quite a bit because of their backfield of Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price, and as I mentioned, I know the walk-on played really well last week for USC, but still, I mean, if they had their full stable of running backs, I think this game might be very different how it ultimately plays out. But Jaden Mayava's played really well. And, you know, I think the biggest matchup issue for Notre Dame on Saturday night is going to be Mekhi Lemon. Mekhi Lemon is an absolute stud, lines up in the slot most of the time, and Notre Dame's slot corner is a mess. Devontae Smith, the transfer from Alabama, has been dealing with injuries. He's questionable to play. They don't really have a strong replacement. So I do wonder if Mekhi Lemon is a guy that is targeted early and often. Notre Dame does have a lockdown corner, but if you move him to the slot, meaning Leonard Moore, then you're changing to other positions as well. So, you know, I don't know what Chris Ash is going to do. And, you know, I think it's fair to ask too, Jeffrey, is when you look at Notre Dame, what happened weeks one and two? Everybody was calling for Chris Ash, their defensive coordinator, to be fired, me included. I was like, this is a disaster. I can't believe the drop-off from Al Golden's defense to this defense. They've played better the last 4 weeks. That being said, was the level of competition on the same level as what they're going to face on Saturday night, right? Where you have, you know, a really good quarterback in Maiava and some big-time wide receivers, led by Mekhi Lemon and Lane as well. So, yeah, I think that's the big matchup of the day is Notre Dame's secondary against the wide receivers for USC.
Do we really even know? Like, that's one of the other things. Like, do we know what USC is? Because, like, I'm still not sold on Michigan.
No, I think that's a fair question because, you know, here's the thing, and let me get my notes out, because when they went to Illinois, the final was 34-32, but that was not the true final because Illinois fumbled twice inside.
Well, they still have
the
one of the
10-yard line.
They have one of the weirdest replays I've seen all year. And especially if you consider the fact that it wasn't an SEC crew. The Illinois guy's like on the ground on top of the ball and then they just were like call stands and they gave the ball to USC.
Illinois ran for 171 yards in that game. Luke Altmyer had a lot of success in that game. And Notre Dame has better running backs and a better quarterback and better wide receivers. So, and this game is at Notre Dame. So we've seen, once again, the travel be an issue for Lincoln Riley for whatever reason. And I think that's fair to ask what happens from USC. I mean, the defense has played better this year. I like D'Anton Lynn. I think he's a really good defensive coordinator. They've definitely improved. But I think you mentioned it. I mean, CJ Carr is playing at an elite level. And this kid, if you haven't seen him yet, I mean, he's the real deal, man. It's impressive to watch him. The moment doesn't feel too big for him. They're stretching the field vertically. And it opens up the run game, and you've seen teams try to just put, you know, a bunch in the box, and he's like, okay, we'll try to throw it down the field on you, and they're capable of doing that. So, like I said, they have a new center in there, so that could be a concern, especially in a rainy game. You know, are those shotgun snaps going to be an issue? So that's also something to keep an eye on. But, you know, I do go back to the point spread, and I'm like, man, it's a reason it's 9.5 and hasn't really budged at all. You know, I was doing a radio hit earlier today and the host was like, I feel like this game should be a pick 'em. I'm like, well, Vegas doesn't, you know, and there's a reason why this number hasn't moved off of that number 9.5.
No, the other thing I was thinking about is like, has any, like, I know Notre Dame losing the two and then everyone just freaks out, but it's like Notre Dame's two losses are aging pretty well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the A&M 1-point loss and then the Miami loss, like, those have aged well. But I don't know. Like, I'm not sold necessarily on – I think it was good that USC got that win against Michigan, but I'm not sold that, like, oh, this was, like, some turn of the corner because I'm pretty sure Notre Dame would beat Michigan with ease, too.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, I think so. And Bryce Underwood is – I mean, I'm not going to say he's a bust because he's not. He's early. He's a true freshman.
Oh, no, I think Bryce is really good, but I also think that what they do with him is bad.
Yeah, and I think Michigan's pretty one-dimensional offensively, and I think Notre Dame is not, right? Notre Dame's going to stretch you, and I think athletically, you know, you think back to 10, 15 years ago, athletically, USC was always superior to Notre Dame. That's not the case anymore. Notre Dame's got athletes everywhere, and you know, what's interesting about Notre Dame this year with those two losses that you mentioned, and I've talked to a couple people that I respect their power numbers, and they have Notre Dame in like the top three of their power ratings, which is pretty telling, how much this team has improved. And look, it's apples to oranges maybe, but like look at Arkansas and what they've done a couple games, right? They were right there with Ole Miss and they were, you know, what, a field goal off from Tennessee. I know they fired Sam Pittman. Notre Dame went down there and absolutely ripped the souls out of all of those players. I mean, they went down there and won 56-13.
No, it was like Arkansas drove down the first drive, stalled out, got a field goal, and then it was like, well, that's all she wrote. Because you knew like that was the only stops they were going to get.
And like, I'm not saying Arkansas is some world beater.
No, no, but they have a good offense.
And Notre Dame went down there on the road. And by the way, you're talking about the betting market now being 9.5. The betting market was all over Arkansas in that game. I think it closed like 4. And Notre Dame went down and won by 43. And
with a fake punt. That was mean.
They didn't score on that drive, though. So
it was still a mean fake punt. Pittman,
that was a cool fake punt.
Pittman deserved better.
Pittman's like, come on, man. Yeah, that was... I'm getting fired after this game. You really got to be faking punts up 40 on us.
All right.
I also think there's one more factor. I think Marcus Freeman is furious. Lincoln Riley doesn't want to play this rivalry anymore because they joined the Big Ten and they're playing 9 games. They're, you know, they apparently had the game on the website this week. They removed it, the future games. So, like, there's some weird gamesmanship. And, you know, in 2014, I went to Notre Dame, Michigan, which at the time was the last scheduled game between the two. And Notre Dame won 31-0. And they were fired up for that game. Look, USC's going to be fired up for it too. But I think this is a game where Notre Dame, this has been the one they've circled for quite some time. And, yeah.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley is 12-24 ATS on the road in his career. And I think he's 5-12 ATS on the road at SC. All right. I'm going to play the guess Tim's card.
It's ugly. It is ugly. I didn't bet Notre Dame, by the way.
No, I knew you wouldn't do that, but you are all over Louisville tonight, I can tell.
Yep, got 14 earlier this week.
Okay, I know gambling brain says Louisville's the right play. I cannot go in with a Louisville offensive line that couldn't block JMU, and I cannot take them against Miami. Oh. I'm not betting Miami, but it's like I just couldn't do it.
I think at 14 I had to play it. The market's at 11.5 now. This is the game that Jeff Brohm craves. I mean, if you think back to some of the performances his teams have had in this role, like Jeff Brohm, I made a mistake 2 weeks ago. I bet Louisville at home against Virginia in what I thought was going to be a letdown spot for Virginia. Jeff Brohm stinks in the favorite role. He thrives in this underdog role. You think back to 2018.
Well, it's part of my problem with tonight, but I'm just like blindly trusting it. I hate Justin Wilcox as a favorite. Justin Wilcox is an underdog all day.
Right.
But, I mean, I just had – listen, you got to stand for something. You got to fade North Carolina. I know it's the wrong
– That is a weird – I'm kind of feeling about that game like you're feeling about Louisville-Miami. I know I should want to fade North Carolina. The market is in on UNC. I can't get there. So I hope my guy, Jaron Chiave Sangapulateli, gets out there and slices up this UNC defense and they put up a 50 spot. But I'm staying away from that game.
All right, let's get to the other. All right, what's the square side of LSU Vandy?
I don't think there is a square side. I think it's going to be pretty evenly bet if I had to guess. I'll pull up the betting splits right now. But I would guess that it's going to be pretty evenly bet. Tickets right now, 54% LSU, 46% Vanderbilt. That's from DraftKings as of, you know, 5 minutes ago. So if I had to bet it, I think I would bet under, if anything. It feels a little bit like an under game to
they're
me.
They're two of the slowest possession teams. I think, like, I want to say LSU's, like, even, like, in the four. Like,
yeah.
I mean, let's be real. Vanderbilt's essentially an option offense. So like, I think they're like bottom 10, but I even think LSU's pace has been super, super slow.
I'm pulling up right now. So my guy Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews, he does pace. Vanderbilt, 64th out of 68 FBS.
Yeah,
excuse me, at a 64th out of 68 Power 4 teams.
Yeah.
LSU's 60th out of 68.
Yeah, so it's two very slow-paced teams. My only problem is just like, hey, man, like bad offenses that turn it over. Like that's what I always wonder. I always worry about. Okay, let's get to the afternoon. Is Ole Miss a trendy dog?
Yes.
Yeah, I just went under in that.
I'll give you three trendy dogs this week. USC, Ole Miss, Tennessee.
Who?
I got one on the
popular,
card.
All are very popular dogs, which is a worry. Tennessee right now, 71% of tickets on Tennessee plus the points. USC, 75% of tickets on USC plus the points. And for Georgia and Ole Miss, 77% of tickets on Ole Miss.
I'm a little surprised at Tennessee.
Me too. Yes.
Because they haven't looked good. And I feel like Bama's the team that, like, the public always that actually surprises me.
Do you think the public is still hung up on the Florida State game? They usually, for the most part, have quickly change their mind. So I just think they see the number by Ole Miss being 5 and then plus 7. They're like, well, that's a steal. And then similarly, Alabama and Tennessee, you look at the number and you say, well, Tennessee's 11th, Alabama's 6th, north of a touchdown. But yeah, we've got three very popular dogs this week.
I think my problem with the Ole Miss-Georgia game is, listen, do I really think Ole Miss is the 5th best team in the country? No. But do I really think Georgia, like, they're not covering anything?
Yeah, they're not. It's not the.
They did last week.
I mean, we know, you and I know they did, because Gunnar Stockton was a showboat and didn't do the right thing and didn't make the right football
play.
I'm
calling timeout.
Correct.
Right now. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm clapping. Oh, that was a clap.
But, like, Georgia, I think that's their first cover of the year. It depended when you got the Kentucky number. It did,
that,
like,
is correct.
If you got the Kentucky number late, I think I think enough people, enough sharps took like 21.5, and so it started to drop, and they covered. If you got anything under 21, they covered that. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, this is the classic. You can talk me into Ole Miss gets a little exposed, but you could also talk me into, we realize, like, man, that offense just isn't that good, and they can't blow anyone out. Like, they could control the game and still not win by 7.
How about
you're all over UNLV too, right?
No, I think that's another trendy dog.
Really? That's unfortunate.
That number has gone up crazy. I'm not touching that game.
Wow.
I was wondering if that was injury.
Tim, we were talking about Texas and Kentucky earlier.
Oh yeah, I'm getting nasty.
Jeff is all over it.
I'm getting nasty.
Kentucky, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, off of Red River?
Yeah.
Come on now. Home game? I will say.
Did you know it's Catterday?
I will say this makes me a little bit nervous.
Betting on Kentucky should make you nervous.
Betting on Kentucky in general makes me nervous. Mark Stoops apparently sucks off bye weeks. He's 3-12 ATS off of a bye, according to my buddy Stucky over at the Action Network. I bet Kentucky. All right. You want some ugly dogs? I got them for you. How about Syracuse? You want to bet Syracuse? They're terrible. Pitt off of the win over Florida State, laying double digits.
Well, that's just a classic. Like, Narduzzi's another guy. Like, you just don't want to see a minus next to his name.
Ricky Collins is bad. That said, Fran Brown continued to reiterate that he's all in on Ricky Collins, so I bet Syracuse.
I'm also a little worried. Is my boy Fran really campaigning for Penn State?
Oh, he definitely wants it.
Oh, and honestly, like, I think you could probably do worse, but like we were talking about this during the break. I think Matt Rhule is one of the worst hires they could actually make. And I think Matt's a good coach, but like my thing is, I would rather hire Drinkwitz than Matt Rhule.
I think Eli Drinkwitz would be a great option.
But it doesn't feel like that's even like a thing.
We don't know what they're thinking. Yeah. They're floating out Marcus Freeman. Like, get out of here with this nonsense. Like, what are we doing? Marcus Freeman has gone into Pennsylvania and stolen like four to five-star recruits. And now he's going to be like, hey, come back with me. I told you to come to Notre Dame. Now I'm going to go to Penn State.
Well, you know, they have lower academic standards.
That is true. That is true. I've heard that.
What other nasty – let's get in the mud. Let's get
Florida,
gross.
Florida Atlantic.
Ooh. Oh no, I'm in the Golish's and style points.
Look ahead.
By the way, did you get to watch last night? East Carolina and Tulsa was a cover off. Like, it was an absolute war. You had Tulsa down 17 with a minute and a half, kicking a field goal at the 4.
I saw that.
And then when East Carolina got the ball back, they were running offense, like to try and go get back outside. It was a cover off. It was incredible.
Man. You think the folks at Sup Dogs are content with a win? No. They need a cover down there in Greenville. They didn't get it. But I think I couldn't do it. I really thought about UAB this week against Memphis.
So the other problem in the American is that
fired coach bump.
Well, saying if you talk me into a fired coach that will truly inspire a team, firing Trent Dilfer, I could see actually fitting the mold. And Alex Mortensen is probably a pretty likable guy by all accounts. He is, but the thing with the American is if you look at like when the good teams play the bottom of the league, they're just filleting them.
True. I got to stick to my science, though. This is a massive look-ahead spot with South Florida, Memphis next week. That is the game of the year in the American. The two teams with the best odds to make the playoff out of the G5. Look, we saw it last week.
Listen, there's an outside shot for game day.
We look at last week, and I know it's not the same thing, but in the Sun Belt, it was Old Dominion and James Madison. Mm. This was this massive matchup this weekend. What happened? James Madison played with their food as a massive favorite. One didn't cover.
Old Dominion got smoked.
Well, they were -5 in the turnover margin, and I think they outgained Marshall. I do like Old Dominion. I think they're a better football team. I bet them as well.
I will say this, though. The difference between those teams is there's not... What I'm saying is in the American, there are teams that have NIL and teams that don't. In the Sun Belt, everyone's kind of the same.
My hope with Florida Atlantic, who, by the way, was only down 5 in the fourth quarter against Memphis and then ultimately just completely went.
Yeah, no, that was a special one.
Fell apart. That was awesome because I had Florida Atlantic in that one. They can score, and they're going to try to keep scoring. It's the highest total of the college football season.
It was like 73?
73.5, I believe, Florida Atlantic.
I mean, that is normally an automatic under for me, but that tells you how little respect I have for either defense is the fact that, like, I was like, I can't bet that.
You want another ugly one? How about UL Monroe catching 6 against Troy? Troy, their last two games, they won in overtime, and now you've got to go on the road to Monroe. So I took the Warhawks +6. I don't know really much about either one of those teams, but situationally had a
role. The only problem is Vincent trying to get the UAB job.
Yeah, so you got to play well. Coach him up.
What if he's a little distracted? Who else is a nasty one?
Purdue. I bet Purdue. Northwestern.
I mean, Penn State could be pretty gross.
Well, and say what you will about Penn State, right? I mean, you go into Happy Valley and you win that game. You're Northwestern. Like, come on. That's a massive win for your program. And I think Barry Odom has got this squad on the cusp. If they could just avoid turning the ball over. How about this? Purdue outgained Minnesota 456-262 last week and lost. They threw a pick 6 and were -3 in the turnover margin. I think Purdue beats Northwestern on Saturday.
I can buy that.
Is neck brace going to be competitive on Saturday?
I bet no, but I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I think
he's going to win one of these games. Arkansas is going to win one of these games.
So here's what they did last week. The final score made it look closer. But basically what they did was, like, they just played a defense where, like, they were just keeping everything in front. Like, they weren't actually, like, that improved. They just made Tennessee kick a bunch of field goals. I think A&M might smush them.
They might. I haven't bet that game. I initially thought I was going to be on Arkansas, and I'm like, I don't know.
All right, my man. Good luck.
All right. Have a good weekend. See you guys.
That is Tim Murray of VSiN. We come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
ESPN.
All right, boys. Today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story. Late submission from Gabe Kuhn. We forgot to mention what an absolute hero T. Higgins was last night. For all the Bengals bettors out there last night.
You just don't see wide receivers doing
just,
that, man.
And it was a great slide, too. Like, that was a real, like, that was a great slide.
It was a touchdown, right? Do you think he scores, right?
Oh, it walks in.
He scores.
I'm kind of convinced the Steelers might have done, like I think at this point, it's like,
Aaron Rodgers gets the ball.
Let him score.
Year.
Yeah, they would have gotten the ball, but he slid. Jamar Chase was asked if he said he would do it. He had the audacity to say, of course, it's the right winning football play. None of us believe that, correct? Jamar's an absolute score guy.
He flips into the end zone
absolutely.
Right there. He doesn't even walk in it. Have you seen the new celebration with him like walking backwards in the end zone?
And especially with how miserable he's been the last couple of weeks, there's 0% chance.
Mm-hmm. No, backflip into the end zone.
That's what we want. T. Higgins, you're the man. All right, my man, good to have you in here.
Always.
That is DeMichael Cole. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for DeMichael, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping. Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.